Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. Melissa, and it's Monday, January 6th. You'll be interested to know. 50 years ago, today in 1974, in a bid to conserve energy during an oil crisis, daylight saving time commenced several months early in the United States and was intended to last over a year. However, the initiative faced significant unpopularity, leading to a subsequent amendment of its duration. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Expect waist-to-chest-high swell on Monday morning, with glassy conditions and light offshore winds. In the afternoon, conditions become semi-choppy as winds shift onshore at 5 to 10 miles per hour. On Tuesday, expect overhead high swell in the morning with glassy conditions and light offshore winds, transitioning to semi-choppy in the afternoon as winds shift onshore at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Wednesday will feature shoulder-to-head high swell, remaining fairly clean in the morning with variable winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour, becoming semi-choppy in the afternoon. Monday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking clean at 3 to 4 feet until 11. After that, it turns fair at 4 to 6 feet until sunset. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with a 2.5-foot outgoing low tide, when the east-southeast swell is 3 feet at 13 seconds and the offshore wind is 3 mile per hour. The first low tide Monday will be 2 foot at 8:30 a.m. with a 3.5-foot high tide just before 2. The nearshore buoy at Scripps in La Jolla reads 58 degrees for the water temperature. This morning it's sunny and feels like 50 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 4:57, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:51. It looks like we're in for a sunny Monday, with highs reaching around 67 and a light breeze. Tonight, we'll see some patchy fog after 10 mostly cloudy skies, and a low of 48 with gentle winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect partly sunny skies Tuesday, with patchy fog in the morning and a high near 67. Clear nights follow, with lows around 51. Wednesday through Friday will be sunny, with highs near 69, 70, and 68, and lows in the upper 40s to low 50s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas, nestled on El Camino Real South. Just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, a new California law has just come into effect, allowing local governments to establish entertainment zones where bars and restaurants can sell alcohol for public consumption on streets and sidewalks. Senate Bill 969 is set to transform nightlife across San Diego County. Local business owner Andrew Hannigan believes this could be a significant opportunity for growth in National City. However, concerns about public safety persist, as some worry about enforcing limitations on alcohol consumption in these zones. National City Mayor Ron Morrison stated that while no entertainment zones are currently in place, he will review the new law with city staff soon. Now on to sports. The 2024 NFL regular season has concluded, setting the stage for an exciting playoff journey. The Kansas City Chiefs lead the AFC, boasting an impressive record of 15 wins and 2 losses. Last night, the Detroit Lions clinched the NFC's top seed after a commanding victory over the Minnesota Vikings, who fell to 14-3 with a score of 31-9 on Sunday Night Football. Jahmyr Gibbs was unstoppable, scoring 4 touchdowns, including 3 in the second half, while Detroit's defense held strong despite Jared Goff's uncharacteristic 2 interceptions. Sam Darnold struggled, completing just 44% of his passes. Saturday afternoon kicks off Wild Card Weekend, starting with Chargers at Texans on CBS, with the Chargers favored by 3. The late game is Steelers at Ravens on Amazon Prime Video, where the Ravens are favored by 9.5. Sunday's early game features Broncos at Bills on CBS, with the Bills favored by 9. Midday has Packers at Eagles on Fox, with the Eagles favored by 4.5. The late game is Commanders at Buccaneers on NBC, with the Bucs favored by 3.5. On Monday night, it's Vikings at Rams on ESPN, with the Vikings favored by 2.5. In local sports, yesterday afternoon, the Bolts clinched the 5th seed in the AFC playoffs with a commanding 34-20 win over the Raiders in Las Vegas. Justin Herbert threw for 346 passing yards and 2 touchdowns, while Quentin Johnston shined with 13 catches for 186 yards. Next week, the Chargers travel to Houston to play the Texans in the wild card game. Last night, the Lakers fell to the Rockets 119-115 at the Toyota Center in Houston. Jalen Green had 33 points, while Fred VanVleet's clutch steal sealed the game. Anthony Davis led the Lakers with 30 points. The Lakers are now 20-16, while the Rockets improved to 23-12. Tomorrow night, the Lakers take on the Dallas Mavericks at the American Airlines Center. In hockey last night, the Kings were off, but tomorrow night, at 23-10-4, the Kings square off against the 18-14-7 Calgary Flames in Los Angeles. In top news, as the new year approaches, many Americans set personal health and fitness goals. However, according to Gallup, about 80% of these resolutions are abandoned by mid-February. To ensure your fitness commitment sticks in 2025, consider specific tactics. Start with a longer-term, obtainable goal, such as a 5-kilometer race. Schedule your workouts in advance, treating them as unmissable appointments. Use visual cues to remind you of your commitment and track your progress, even simply by checking off completed workouts. Ultimately, make exercise part of your identity, transforming it into a non-negotiable aspect of your life. In business news, an Asian American venture capitalist has filed a lawsuit against PayPal, claiming illegal discrimination after her application was overlooked for a funding program aimed at supporting minority startups. The lawsuit, filed in federal court in Manhattan, alleges that PayPal's $100 million initiative favored Black and Latino-owned investment funds, leaving out applicants like Nisha Desai, the founder of Andev Capital. Desai's attorney stated, PayPal discriminated against Ms. Desai based on her race, emphasizing the contradiction to the program's intended purpose. PayPal has not commented on the pending litigation. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just over 98,000. Ethereum is just over 3,600. And Goetzius Maximus is about 54 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Exciting news from Southern England, where a remarkable discovery has been made. A team of over 100 researchers from the Universities of Birmingham and Oxford has uncovered dinosaur footprints dating back 166 million years. Found at Dewar's Farm Quarry in Oxfordshire, the tracks include around 200 footprints along five distinct trails. Paleontologists believe these tracks provide valuable insights into dinosaur size and speed. The longest trackway measures nearly 500 feet, revealing that the massive, long-necked, herbivorous sauropods and the ferocious, carnivorous Megalosaurus coexisted in this ancient environment. Entertainment news. A new photograph of Jack Nicholson has surfaced, marking the first time he has been seen in almost 2 years. The actor, who has kept public appearances rare since his last film in 2010, was spotted with his daughter, Lorraine Nicholson, in front of a bookcase filled with black and white photographs and Hollywood awards, including Oscars. Nicholson is the most nominated male performer in Oscar history, with 12 nominations and 3 wins. While he is not officially retired, a friend mentioned he prefers solitude to acting. Meanwhile, his son, Ray Nicholson, has continued to pursue his acting career. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the French writer, Jules Renard. And he said, "Everything you want is out there waiting for you to ask. Everything you want also wants you. But you have to take action to get it." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.